Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe Podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, get a Yamaha golf cart there. Get an ATV, UTV, side-by-side motorcycle, go-kart, anything you want there. Not going to lie to you. I've been awake for moments. I don't even have coffee in me. I have it right here, but I haven't even consumed any. On a typical day, I've been up since, you know, sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. Today was different. The radio station, they said, EZ, we don't need you. We're doing, no one's talking on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So you're free to do what you want. Okay, sounds good. So I'll just sleep in. But what that has resulted in is me kind of like, all right, yeah, I got to go do the podcast. And then kind of rolling out of bed. So that's kind of like the vibe on New Year's Eve. And I'm sure there's plenty of people working on New Year's Eve. That's true, right? I mean, where you all are from, wherever you're paying attention to this at, you're at work, right? I see Bread Bowl Brain Chris is still in bed. But New Year's Eve is a work day. New Year's Day is not. Friday is a work day. Chris says, I'll be here tonight with the snow we're supposed to get. Now, you work in wastewater. You know, you're a turd herder. Do you have other, is there more duties when there's snow? Does that mean more poo? I'm confused. What does the weather have to do with sewage? Josh in Borculo says, I haven't worked since last Friday, still in bed. Branjo says, I'm hustling at the office, but I'll be watching YouTube this afternoon. Chris says, water equals more poo flow. Snow equals plowing. So they've got you, you have that as a, what do you call it? Government employee, community employee, city employee, civic employee. You have a lot of duties and duties, duty and duty. Rebecca says, I'm going to have vet bills like I'm EZ and I only have one dog. Wait, what's going on with that? You have a sick pet? Maureen's still, it's still jammy time for our dear friend Maureen. So I literally, like I've described to you, I go to bed, I take off the hoodie, and I throw it on the ground, on the carpet, and then I wake up and I put it back on. So this is the exact same thing I had on yesterday. It's like from when the podcast ended last night, we did a Big Fraud Tuesday, the first time we've ever done a Big Fraud Tuesday. I got in bed. I took this off. I got in bed. Basically, in between podcasts, I took a super long nap. I don't normally like to do this, but I had a crazy ass dream just before getting out of bed. And I was walking around on the boardwalk in New Jersey. And I had with me Joe Mama from Q100. That doesn't make any sense. And I was in one of those shops that they have there where you buy t-shirts and they're like airbrushed and shitty. And I swear to God, the next part of the dream is two guys were holding up the joint. And one of the guys came walking back to where I was and he pulled out a big ass golden gun and he was tall. So he put it on the top of my head and he shot me. So in the dream, I got shot through the top of my head. God, what the fuck is wrong with me? Seriously. I didn't wake up then after that. I was kind of like walking around marveling at how much it didn't hurt. Rebecca says that her dog has, she's fairly sure that the dog has hip dysplasia. He's young, hoping we can manage it long term with meds and therapy. He's still dumb and the happiest boy. You'd never know anything is wrong. Yeah, I don't. So I guess that means some type of like deterioration of the hip or something like that. Alan said, I thought if you die in your dream, you die in real life. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I don't think it is. Maybe I didn't die, but yeah, I think that that's I think that's an urban legend. Alan says, a prisoner of the highway, always working. My God. Hope he can be treated, says Becca Shea. In 2025, we lost a lot of people. 'Tis the season where you would review people who passed away. And this is also time for me to go, oh my God, I didn't know they died. It's also a reminder of how not in touch I am when I see the names of people who are reasonably famous and I don't have any idea who they are. At the start of this article on People, it shows Diane Keaton, it shows Rob Reiner, and it shows Robert Redford. I barely remember the passing of Redford. They're still investigating the Rob Reiner death. My God. Bling Empire's Lin Ban. Nope. Emergency surgery following a skiing accident. Kim Se-ron. No idea. Writer-director Jeff Baena. Nope. General Hospital veteran Leslie Charlson. Nope. Michelle Trachtenberg. I remember the name, but I couldn't tell you what she looked like or what she was ever in. It says she was a former child star. Gene Hackman and his wife. Didn't their dogs eat them or something like that? No, the dog was dead. I think, God, I forget that. The details are sketchy in my brain. I think she had something weird happen to her, and he, when the caregiver died, that meant that he died or some shit like that. I don't know. Val Kilmer died. Brian Wilson died. Let's see. Rebecca says, Caroline Kennedy's daughter just died. She was 35. So somebody from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know. Alan says, didn't they have brain-eating amoeba? I don't know. I don't know that there was brain-eating amoeba. Chris in Buffalo says, now is the time to start the 2026 Eric Zane Show podcast Fantasy Death Pool. Branjo says, Bosco's Pub, RIP for now. What I'm curious about is if the People magazine is going to actually announce Hulk Hogan's death. Because you remember Hulk Hogan died, and immediately the whole world said, good. Connie Francis, I think I know that name. Malcolm Jamal Warner, I had forgotten he died. Caught in a high current, he was 54. Ozzy Osbourne, Robert Redford, Diane Keaton.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Brigitte Bardot just died. And if you've ever, okay, I always marvel at how time always wins. Brigitte Bardot, one of the most attractive people on the planet when she was younger. And by the time she was dead, she looked like a raisin. She was 91. Okay. This is Perry Bamonte. Perry Bamonte looked better than Brigitte Bardot. I remember hearing about this. He was in the band The Cure. Mickey Lee, no idea. Pat Finn, no idea. Chris Rea, no idea. Aida Maria Vargas, haven't heard of her. Imani Diaz-Smith, nope. James Ransone, I do remember this guy. In fact, I didn't know who the fuck he was. And then I read a little bit more, and he was in the It movies. Or It Chapter 2. And I think all these people took their own lives. That's not true. Greg Biffle. That one just happened. The whole family got wiped out. My God, it was horrible. Was he flying that plane? Has anybody found out about that? Helen Siff. Nope. William Rush. Sorry. Gil Gerard. Buck freaking Rogers. I did not know he died. Ethan McLeod. Car accident. Soccer player. 21. Rob Reiner, we know that. Anthony Geary, I think I've heard that name. Peter Green. This was, you know who this was? This was from Pulp Fiction. Ned. Wait a minute. Ned? Zed. That was it. Zed. Zed's dead. That's Peter. He just died December 12th. Jim Ward. Boy, I don't know. I think that was pretty recent, December 10. Sophie Kinsella, nope. Steve Regal, nope. Rachel Carpani, nope. Frank Geary, no, he's an architect. Kari, somebody Japanese. Poor Stacy, I don't know the fucking rapper. Tim Thompson, I don't know who the fucking these people are. Jimmy Cliff, I remember, a reggae singer. Oh, my God. This is so bad. Marshawn Nealon, that was the football player who took his own life. Diane Ladd, yeah, she's an old one. Betty Harford. Yervis Medina, baseball player. Nothing about Hulk Hogan yet. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Oh, my God. Ace Frehley, of course. Yes. This list, half of these people should not be in this list. Diane Keaton should. Any of the ones that I don't know shouldn't. Joan Kennedy, whoever that is, she had some bad plastic surgery. Ben Lewis, nope. Nope, nope, nope. Ike Turner Jr., no, no, no. Who gives a shit about Ike Turner Jr.? I don't know who that is. Ed Williams, no. Jane Goodall, yeah, she should be on. She was awesome. She was, you know, she's big with the Apes. Rudy Johnson, I guess. Let's see here. Redford, of course. Ricky Hatton. I don't know. Fuck, man. Giorgio Armani. Yeah, that's a big one. This list does not need to be this long. Tristan Rogers. Maureen was talking about him. No, he doesn't count either. Nope. No, Bobby Whitlock, no, no, no. Jim Lovell. That was, I remember the name from Apollo 13. That's the only reason why people know Jim Lovell. Lonnie Anderson, yeah, she's in. Paul Mario Day, original vocalist of Iron Maiden. No, he doesn't count. Ryan Sandberg, yeah, he's in. Hulk Hogan, he made the list. Ozzy. Chuck Mangione. I did not know Chuck Mangione died. There's always someone. Alan Bergman. There's always someone who gets slighted. Connie Francis. She's on a list. Brian Brahman. No, he's not on the list. David Kaff. He was in the film, the Spinal Tap movies. He should not be on the list. Bobby Jenks. I didn't know he was dead. Baseball player. Shouldn't be on the list. Michael Madsen, absolutely. Yeah, you see, nowadays, they're getting Kenneth Coley from the Star Wars. One of the Star Wars movies. Yeah, the guy played like 3 seconds on screen. Why the fuck? Dave Parker's dead? I cannot believe that. I didn't know that. He's definitely on the list. Shefali Jariwala, no. Rick Hurst, who he was, Dukes of Hazzard, right? He should not be on the list. Mick Ralphs from Bad Company. Yeah, he should be on the list. Bobby Sherman, former teen idol. Yeah, he should be on the list. This guy, Joe Marinelli, no. No. They're doing this so that no one gets pissed off. That's why basically this is a list of every American who died as opposed to actually famous people. Ann Burrell. What is it with like food people taking their own lives? Marjorie Grande. So basically, even famous people's grandmothers. My God, this is terrible. Doug McCarthy. Some dance band. There's Brian Wilson. Okay. Harris Yulin. I know the face, but I couldn't. He was in Ozark. No, he's not on the list. Sly Stone, absolutely on the list. For his afro alone. Donna Dan says, I got to meet Jane Goodall, amazing in person as she appeared as a celebrity. How in the world were you wandering through the sub-Saharan bush with silverback gorillas? What the fuck were you doing? Allen says no Charlie Kirk. Ooh, let's see. The list isn't over yet. Oh, my God. If they don't have Charlie Kirk on this list. Marcy Jones, who is one of these chicks. By the way, that look in the 60s, swinging 60s, swinging 70s, whatever, with these miniskirts, that is risky as hell. Look how short those are. This chick on the end needs two haircuts to wear that. Jonathan Joss. That was the guy who played John Redcorn. He was killed. It was a neighbor dispute on King of the Hill, John Redcorn. All right, yeah, he can be on the list. Mike McCallum. No, you're not on the list. Loretta Swit. Yeah, she's on the list. Rick Derringer. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Absolutely. He also sang I Am a Real American, the Hulk Hogan song. Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Oh, hell yes. This is a soccer player. Okay, all right, great. George Wendt, didn't know he died. Did not know he died. I mean, I probably did, but I forgot. Definitely on the list. Adam Ramey. Who's Adam Ramey? No. Roger Nichols, no. Charlie Strauss, no. Jane Bright. The fuck is Jane Bright? No, you're not in it.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.